Blog Talk Radio.
This is Disabled Veteran Radio for March the 31st, 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to get your antiques ready. Post them to my Facebook page, Bill Apgar, APG. AR Jeffrey Bouchard will be on the show today from Bouchard Galleries. And also, Disabled Veteran Radio is brought to you by Jimmy John Sandwiches. Yummy, yummy, yummy. If you haven't had a Jimmy John sandwich, you need to order one today. They're right on Manatee Avenue. Here's their address, 5300 Manatee Avenue West. Call Tracy there. Here's the phone number. They deliver sandwiches, 941-896-8811. Call Jimmy John's and order a sandwich, please, today. They're located 4338 Cortez Boulevard in Bradenton, 941-794-8400. Also on Manatee Avenue, 941-896-8811. That's where I was today. So get your antiques ready. We have some more information about the Veterans Administration still cooking the books. That's why we do this radio show called Disabled Veteran Radio. Because, you know, disabled veterans were misdiagnosed, like me. I was given an honorable discharge, but then I was given a personality disorder, which made me miss out on VA benefits for years. When the correct diagnosis should have been PTSD. Pay me. That's what my VA psychiatrist says. Oh, also, well, we got a lot of stuff to tell you. Let's get rocking and rolling here today on Disabled Veteran Radio, baby.
Hi, you're back.
I'm back.
Good.
You hung up on me.
I was just saying that, you know, our connection is our producer, Billy, who once helped get you into a straitjacket at your act.
Oh,
and
well.
You had it half right. You had it half right. If you'd gotten him into a straitjacket, the world would have been a better place for you and me.
That's it.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist. Searching for a way to tap into the hidden strength that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation interacts with his unique body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime and the speech. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it.
The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Sexually traumatized victims of the Catholic Church, what do they have? They have national media attention, a big fat paycheck, and they're not called mental, but disabled veterans.
An accidental explosion took the life of a fellow scientist, and supposedly David Banner as well. The reporter thinks the creature was responsible.
I gave a description to all the law enforcement agencies. I got a warrant for murder out of them.
A murder which David Banner can never prove he or the creature didn't commit. So he must let the world go on thinking that he too is dead, until he can find a way to control the raging spirit that dwells within him.
PTSD!
God damn it! My life has value!
Get up there with that lady that's up on top of this Capitol door. That lady that stands for liberty. Take a look at this country through her eyes if you really want to see something. And you won't just see scenery. You'll see the whole parade of what man's carved out for himself after centuries of fighting. And fighting for something better than just jungle law. Fighting so he can stand on his own 2 feet, free and decent, like he was created. No matter what his race, color, or creed. There's no place out there for graft, or greed, or lies, or compromise with human liberty. You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm gonna stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
You ain't nothing but hate!
Oh, yeah, baby! Will you It's nice and sunshiny and bright as this. And I want to see an outside doctor. Because I'm tired of the VA. They suck. Jeffrey Bouchard on today. What's your antiques worth? What are they worth?
Burn my house, steal my car, drink my liquor from an old brew jar. Doing the thing that you want to do. Honey, lay off of my shoes and don't do. Step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything, but stay over my blue suede shoe.
Today's program brought to you by Jimmy John's Sandwiches. 5300 Manatee Avenue. Order one now. 941-896-8811. Call Tracy there. They'll deliver. And we're playing Elvis songs today. Elvis songs. Elvis Hour. On the Table Venture Radio.
Someone must have stomped on his head with those blue suede shoes.
March 31st, 2015, this here is Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in God, A as in Apple, R as in Radio, the host of Disabled Veteran Radio and a 100% permanent total disabled veteran with PTSD. Ah! That's what I felt like this morning, and I'll tell you why. But today on the program, we have Jeffrey Bouchard, Bouchard Galleries, baby. What are your antiques worth? What are your... That item that's been sitting in the corner of your house, you wondered, what's it worth? A painting? An old dresser? Furniture? You need to post it to my Facebook page, Bill Apgar. I'm on News Channel 8's Facebook page, and I guess it's the one-year anniversary of the death of Terry Schiavo. I was at that circus. And Sean Hannity from Fox News was a big baby that day. Everybody, when Sean Hannity pulled up in his Escalade like he's some kind of Elvis Presley material, he's not. He's just a knucklehead like all the rest of them that run their mouth on TV that think they know every damn thing, just like Sean Hannity. So he pulled up there, got out of his Escalade. Everybody went over to talk to him. He wouldn't let me talk to him, so I just backed away 50 feet. Did a play-by-play, then he went across the street and got the Pinellas Park Sheriff and said I could ask him questions. That's crybaby Sean Hannity of Fox News, who was at the Terry Schiavo event 10 years ago, because it's the anniversary of Terry Schiavo. You know, I was for Terry Schiavo. I wanted her to live. Some say that her husband at the time threw her against a closet door and bashed her head in. That was said by a doctor who has the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I can't remember his name, but he's in Clearwater. But over and above that, we're here. I stopped at Jimmy John's Sandwiches, had a nice, big, thick wheat ham sandwich. Here's some of the sandwiches that they have. The Smoked Ham Club, the Billy Club, the Italian nightclub, the Hunter's Club. I like that one, too. Country Club, Beach Club, Gourmet Veggie Club, Bootlegger Club, Club Tuna, Club Lulu, and the Ultimate Poker. Hey, did somebody say Ultimate Poker? They also do catering. Oh, they have some 8-inch sandwiches, too. It's a Pee Wee, Big John, Total Tuna, Turkey Tom, a Vito, the Veggie, and the JJ BLT. A brand new building, man. This building hasn't been there just a year. They're on Manatee Avenue. They're next to the other J building. That's Jiffy Lube. Right there on the corner. Here's their phone number. Please call them up today. Talk to Tracy, the fellow who owns that. Let me see if I can get his last name right. Venema. Tom Venema. He's the area manager. Nice building. It's a very nice building. Jimmy John's is a better sandwich than Subway. For sure. Here's the number over to Jimmy John's. Please order some sandwiches over there today. Say, hey, I was listening to Bill Apgar's Disabled Veteran Radio. Here's the number to call to place your order for Jimmy John's sandwiches. 941-896-8811. 941-896-8811. And hopefully I'll have some Jimmy John sandwich coupons to give away next week on the show. So how you doing? You know, it's a beautiful day as I drove down from Spring Hill down here to Bradenton today. Here's our number, 941-745-1490. Toll free, 1-888-761-1490. I hope to God that I'm not Tom Hanks talking to a gosh darn volleyball today. I hope Jeffrey Bouchard comes on. I pray that people call in with their antiques or the collectibles to ask Jeffrey what they're worth. Sometimes that happens, you know. But we got a stack of Elvis Presley songs. Oh yeah. I was trying to tell you before we get into all this juicy stuff. My glasses have been broken, you know, and being that you're 100% permanent total disabled veteran, you should, you know, no problem. Call them up, tell them that your glasses are broken. You would think that the VA ophthalmology, the eye doctor area, would figure that out. No. Hello, this is ophthalmology here at the Tampa No Help James Haley. Yes, my glasses are broken. What's your name? My name is William Apgar. What's the last four of your social? 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what the questions were? They didn't say, well, we'll ship you out a pair right away. No, they told me, oh, you might have to pay for those. Oh, the other department has to approve that first. Then they ask you the asinine questions. Well, how did you break them? When did you break them? Why did you break them? It shouldn't matter if I broke them. I just broke them. It doesn't matter when I did it or how I did it. See, those are the stupid questions that the VA ask you. Then I got to the director of the eye clinic, and she was all, okay, we're going to say, and you know what she asked me before we hung up? She asked me the same stupid question. How'd you break your glasses? Well, what? Why do they care that I broke my glasses? You know, it's the same thing. I called up Vision 8. That's the big area, that's the main area in the Franklin Templeton building in Feather Sound, who's the boss of James Haley and who's the boss of Bay Pines. I called up and spoke to Yvonne and I told her, hey, it's been almost 30 days since I scheduled an appointment to get something checked out in my throat, but the knucklehead nurse who my doctor's, Mr. McHale, the nurse there is screwing around and I want to see an outside. Well, if you don't live, I said, I live farther than the crow flies. So that's basically what this program's about, to show you how the VA still cooks the books. They're gosh damn liars. I don't see why everybody thinks the VA is the best thing since sliced cheese. They're not. They're still screwing around. And the people that's screwing around are still working there. That's Miss Klinker, the director of Bay Pines. She needs to be fired. Paul Bockelman, who's the interim director of Vision 8, he needs to be fired. And Miss Hedstrom, she's the director of No James Help Haley. She needs to be fired. And all those people that work under them need to be fired. I told that to Karen Whitty today. She's the head of compensation and pension at Bay Pines. She's pretty nice to me. She's as equal as all those other people that I mentioned. But, you know, it's like I could put a bunch of stuff on Representative Jeff Miller's page, and that guy, nobody's going to call in. Nobody really cares about if you're sodomized and raped. Nobody cares. The only time they care about your PTSD is if it's the Clint Eastwood American Sniper side. Is that side important? Yeah, but that's what's shoved into the subconscious mind of America. That's what PTSD is. Same thing with military sexual trauma. They shove it into the subconscious of the American people's mind that military sexual trauma is a male and female getting drunk in a hotel room somewhere. And this is what ticks me off every day. I don't want to go to the VA anymore. I want to go to an outside doctor. I want to go to an outside dentist. I should have the right to do that because I'm 100% permanent total disabled veteran. Damn it! But that's why I do this show. Hopefully somebody will listen. Somebody might donate money to keep my radio program going, my radio ministry. This is like a radio ministry. We need to expand this broadcast so other disabled veterans who were diagnosed with a personality disorder, check your damn DD-214. If you were given an honorable discharge and you were, you know, you got out before your time was up, you know, I only served a year and 3 months. Why? Because somebody stuck a grease gun up my hiney on the Lincoln. Check your DD-214. If it says personality disorder, well, you got a lot of money coming to you because that should have been PTSD, damn it. Woo! Let me see if Jeffrey Bouchard is around. I'm going to get the auctioneer song ready. There was a painting found down here in Bradenton. Of course, it's not your regular Joe Blow average person who finds the painting. It's some rich person from Lakewood Richie Ranch. Whenever you see a story down here, too, it's always the rich people from Lakewood Richie Ranch. Anyways, she bought this painting, this lithograph, and it's worth $3,000. She's not going to give the money to any disabled veteran organization. She's going to give it to the whatever, some other for dogs, which is okay. But isn't disabled veterans more important than dogs? I mean, dogs are important, too. Don't get me wrong. You should have your pet spayed or neutered and all that stuff, like Bob Barker used to say. But, you know, you can't even get through to the Richie people at Lakewood Ranch to let them know about disabled veterans issues. They're too worried about whatever. Anyway, hopefully Jeffrey Bouchard can come on and clear up some of this. Let me get his song here. I have it right here. Jeffrey Bouchard, we're going to be contacting right here. On Disabled Veteran Radio, here's Leroy Van Dyke, the auctioneer's son, as we call up Jeffrey Bouchard to see if he can answer questions about your antiques here on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Hey, well, all right, sir, here we go there, and what are they going to give for? I've a $600 down here, now 10, and now 25, and now 35, and now 50, now 60, will they give me 60, now 75, 75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid, or now $30, 30, will they give me 30, make it 30 bid, upon my $30, will they give me 30, who'd bid a $30 bid? $30 bid, or now 35, will they give me 35, to make it 35, to bid a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid, and I'll afford it, I'll afford it. Will they give me 40, make it 40, bid them all, $40 on, we live 40, who'd bid a $40 bid? $40 bid, and now 45, will they give me 45 to make it a 45 to bid at a 45? Who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, form a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land, and it's Paul to give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid, and I'll a $50 bid. Will they give me 50? Make it 50 bid. All a $50. Will they give me 50? Hooray, with a $50 bid. $50 bid, and now 55. Will they give me 55? Make it a 55. A bid of 55. I sold that home for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come, a lot number 29 in. What are they going to give for them? I'm a 25 to get 35, another 50, make a 50, bit of wrong, 59, 60, will they give me 69, 75, and 85, and 95, 100, 125, and 50, 75, and 2, and 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, and 7, and 8, and
well, we're waiting for Jeffrey Burchard of Burchard Galleries, 25, 28, 30th Avenue North in St. Petersburg. I'm going to have to call his business line, 727-821-1167. So that's what we're doing today, but unfortunately, sometimes in radio, things like this happen, you know. You schedule somebody, and maybe they're doing something else, or they got caught up doing this or doing that, and, you know. But here's the story out of Bradenton. If you have not seen this on Bay News 9's website, it's no secret that you can find good deals at Goodwill. However, a Lakewood Ranch woman hit the jackpot. She already hit the jackpot. She's living in Lakewood Ranch. She bought a $44 lithograph. Turns out it's worth more than $3,000. There's a lot of unusual art at the ranch, Lake Goodwill. I'm going to have to start shopping there. You know, I'm going to have to go there, man. That's where all the rich people live. But for dog lover Maureen, let me pronounce her last name, Flaherty, a painting of a dog on a tin canvas caught her eye. I love it. I think it's absolutely beautiful, said Flaherty. Recently, she bought the art for $44. When she was leaving the Goodwill store, and a man came up to her. She said he approached me in the parking lot and said I was walking away with the best thing in there. The most valuable thing in there, he said. I was like, wow! The man turned out to be Jess Storvent, an antique collector and the owner of Braden River Antiques. Maybe I should call him. I kind of eyeballed it from 50 feet. When you see something like that, it's just a good piece. They kind of stick out like a sore thumb. It turns out the piece is called the Brook Hill Dog. That's the Brook Hill Dog. It's a lithograph on tin from 1911. It was mass-produced whiskey advertisement that was in bars back in the day and now is worth a lot of money. Anything that has to do with old whiskey advertisement, there is a very avid collector market for it because there is not much of it around anymore. In auctions in both South Carolina and Boston, the Brook Hill Dog sold for more than $3,000. So Maureen decided to sell. I love it, but because it is of great value, maybe more can come of it, she said. Maureen has fostered more than 200 dogs. So instead of keeping the money for herself, on April the 3rd, she will auction the rare piece on eBay. A portion of the proceeds from the auction will go towards the Safe Haven Animal Rescue. Which is quite all right, but I think disabled veterans' issues are more important than the Safe Haven Animal Rescue sometimes. It will help out hundreds of dogs with their medical needs, which is great, but there's thousands of disabled veterans who have not been fully compensated. Goodwill says it didn't know just how much the art was worth. They are not surprised about the find. It's like opening Christmas every time a donation comes in, says Brian McCullen, the Ranch Lake store manager. 4:28's the time. We're going to be replaying this show later on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going, in this next song, I'm going to try to contact Jeffrey Burchard again. If not him, I'm going to contact Jess Storvent, the antique collector and owner of Braden River Antiques. Antiques. Did you hear my voice? Antiques. Antiques. Sound like I was scared, wasn't it? Antiques. So let me get a song for this lady who just discovered this painting. It's called, what's it called again? Let me scan my eyes through it again. The Brook Hill Dog. And she's donating her money to where? The Safe Haven Animal Rescue. All right, here we go. For Maureen Flattery. She found the painting, The Brook Hill Dog, and she's selling it April 3rd on eBay. And proceeds are going to the Safe Haven Animal Rescue. Well, for Maureen and her painting, how about Hound Dog, Elvis Presley, on Disabled Veteran Radio?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, the crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Trying to get a hold of Jeffrey Bouchard here. We'll get a hold of him here just a moment. So we'll play another Elvis song because I promised to do some Elvis Presley songs today. This here is Bossa Nova. I like this one. This is a remix, and it's here on Disabled Veteran Radio as I contact Jeffrey Bouchard. So get your antiques ready. Call us up 941-745-1490 or 1-888-761-1490 here on Disabled Veteran Radio.
Keep on dancing, 'cause I ain't got time to think.
All right, this is Disabled Veteran Radio, 4:34 p.m. Eastern Time, here in Bradenton, Florida. Nice sunshiny skies today. As I promised, on the line is Mr. Jeffrey Bouchard from Bouchard Galleries. Jeffrey, are you there?
I'm here live and well, sunny St. Petersburg with you.
What's that?
I said I'm here live and well in sunny St. Petersburg with you.
Yeah, so if you have an item and you'd like to have Mr. Bouchard tell you what it's worth, here's our telephone number, 941-745-1490, or toll-free 1-888-761-1490. Also, Mr. Bouchard, guess who else I have on the line?
Who's on the line?
The fellow from the Braden River Antique, Jess Sturtevant. Is that how I say your name, sir?
Sturtevant.
Sturtevant. He's the fellow that found the piece, the Black Hill Dog, when the lady was walking out of the Goodwill in Lakewood Ranch.
I'll be done. How you doing, Jeff?
Good. How are you?
Oh, much better. Much better now that we're on the radio.
Huh, right?
Tell us, Jess, how was you walking in or walking out when you seen her with that piece?
I was about to walk in.
Wow. And it's worth almost $3,000, huh?
Yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood, probably.
Now, are there a lot of, have you found a lot of eye catchers out of that Lakewood Ranch Goodwill before?
Well, they just opened, so not quite yet.
Most excellent. Give your address where you are in Sarasota down here.
We're in Bradenton. We're located at 426 9th Street East, which is basically the corner of 9th Street East and Manatee Avenue.
Oh, most excellent. Now, we have the man right here because Jeffrey Bouchard has his own antique show every Sunday at 10 a.m. through his website, Bouchard Galleries. Jess, do you have anything there that you'd like to ask Mr. Bouchard about?
Oh, no, I'll be all right. Tell him, maybe I'll stick some stuff in his auction in the next auction.
Hey, that sounds great. Well, the antique business is alive and well, contrary to popular belief where, you know, the kids don't want it. Jeff wants it, and Jeff wants it, isn't that right?
Exactly.
Well, we love it.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, here's the number to call if you have a piece, 1-888-761-1490. Thank you so much, Jess, for coming on our show today.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Well, friend Jess down there, Braden River Antiques, right?
Yeah, man. He found that piece, the Black Hill Dog.
I'll be darned. You know, I heard he's shaking the trees down there, and pretty good guys to do business with, what I heard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nothing bad about Jeff down there at Braden Antiques, Braden River Antiques, I can tell you that. I drive by there every now and then, and it's always, looks like there's a lot of action. So if you're in that neck of the woods, give Jeff a call. How you doing, Bill?
You know, I was hoping some people would call into the show today. I don't know. Maybe somebody might call in here in the next 20 minutes or so. I'll keep you on till the top of the hour. When was the last time that you found that eye-catching piece like going into Goodwill?
Oh, every other day.
The other day? What'd you find?
Every other day, I said. Well, as you know, we're antiques and fine arts auctioneers here, and every month, every 30 days, we sell 1,000 items on the auction block. And the beauty of it is here at Bouchard Galleries is if your hand is in the air the longest, you get to take it home with you. 90% of what we sell is absolutely without minimum or reserve because we must settle these estates. The guardians have called us. The attorneys have called us. The children have called us who really have no need for the items they are inheriting. And they like to know that mom and dad's treasures get to find the home with the right people who love and care about them as mom and dad did. And we get calls all the time, and you can be, this. I always say this is the cutting edge of acquisition, where you can be first in the door and firstest with the mostest. I always say, where did you get that? Well, I got it at the, I didn't know about that. Well, you can know about it right here on the Disabled Veterans Radio Show right now.
And Jeffrey, if people wanted to send you a picture of their item, they could either go to your Facebook page. Can they text you the picture too?
Well, I guess they can. That's the only way I get texts is my personal cell phone, which I hate to give out.
Yeah,
but if someone emails me at mail@BouchardGalleries.com, M-A-I-L, @BouchardGalleries.com. You know, it took me a while to figure out how to spell my own name for a while, but it's eight letters. I had trouble with it early in my life. It's B as in boy, U-R-C-H-A-R-D. There's no S in there. B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D. If you type that eight letters into any search engine, you'll come up with Burchard Galleries, Antiques and Fine Arts Auctioneers, and right at the bottom is our link to our email address, and you can send us all the information. You can do it right now. I can see your pictures right now if you'd like to send them.
Yeah, yeah. Now, what? You know what surprises me is that Goodwill charged $44 for a lithograph. I always thought those stains are always like $2 or $5.
Well, you know, they're getting wise. You got the internet that everybody's going to look at to see what things are going for in the worldwide web there. And it's no secret what the last one sold for. You just have to make sure that you're looking in the right place and you get true information. You know, you can find, as you surf the internet looking for your item, you can find your items all day long because the internet's a big world and there's many, more than likely many pieces just like yours out there that were made. You know, a lot of companies that were in business making things, they didn't make just one, they made a lot of them. So you can find out what others like yours have sold for, but be careful as to which results you use. Now, if you're a seller of an antique, you're going to use the one that brought the most money. And if you're a buyer of an antique, you're going to find the one that brought the least amount of money. So which one do you believe? Well, I like to go to the auction results. And you can find that on one of them is eBay. It's a good site to go to find out, you know. But be careful because, you know, eBay is not the save-all end-all because, you know, you have a 5 or 10 day window in which to sell something. And unfortunately, if you do not describe it correctly, it's not going to attract the attention of the right buyer and it will go undersold. You know, if you're a new seller in that marketplace, then a lot of people won't give you lots of money because they don't believe in your credentials because nobody knows you. You're a new guy. You know,
yeah.
You don't have a lot of gazillion feedbacks and people are, you know, they don't bid all they can possibly bid because, you know, I don't want to get into it. It's a sea of...
This is
a trusting situation, that's for sure.
This is a live show here at Disabled Veteran Radio. Jeffrey Burchard from Burchard Galleries is on the telephone line. If you have something that you think is worth something, it could be antique, furniture, china, 941-745-1490 is the number. 941-745-1490. Now, what is the difference between a lithograph and a print?
Well, A print is a term that encompasses many types of artwork. A print is a picture on paper, as a rule. It can be on canvas as well, but a print is mechanically produced. In other words, a print can be a lithograph or a serigraph or an etching or an engraving or many different silk screens. They're all termed prints because it's an image transferred to paper by some mechanical process. You know, a wood block is a print, and that's done with multiple layers of carved wood inked differently, 5 or 6 times each different color, you know, represents a different shape or form, but they're all prints. So there's really no difference between a lithograph and a print because a lithograph is a form of print.
Oh, so like when you see like the Constitution, it was reprinted in whatever, 1795, right?
Yeah.
When somebody finds it, it's still almost, it's not as worth as much as the original, but it's still going to be worth a lot of money.
Well, if you get a restrike from that time period, yeah, it has considerable value. Certainly nothing near where the real one is, authentic, you know, 10 or however many it made during that time period. But, things made of the period or sometimes... when it comes to paintings, you can term it as after the artist. In other words, you know, someone looks at a Van Gogh and they like Van Gogh and they don't have enough money to pay Van Gogh to paint one for them, so they paint their own Van Gogh. And, 100 years later, someone's looking at the picture and it looks just like a Van Gogh, but of course Van Gogh didn't do it. We in the auction world will coin that piece after Van Gogh, which means it is a Van Gogh, but not painted by Van Gogh. It's just after the artist, in the manner of, from the school of, all these different terms. As an art buyer, you need to be very careful when you purchase art because in the style of and after and in the manner of, the school of, has nothing to do with the artist other than it looks like the artist.
Oh, wow. Now, what was you getting ready to say before I broke your train of thought there? You were talking about...
I don't know. I was off in another direction.
But, I mean, this is a great find. This lady, she, you know, $44, the Brook Hill Dog. Have you seen this piece before?
The Brook Hill Dog. Why do they call it the Brook Hill Dog? And how was it sold?
She just went in and bought it. It's a dog with looks like a collie, and it's like it's sitting across a fence with its paws across the fence, and it's in a nice wood frame. It's right at Bay News 9's website. If you go and click Manatee County, you'll see the story right there.
Okay, let's see. Bay News 9, all right.
Are you going to
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll go there right now. Bay News 9. So it's that painting is what it is.
Yeah.
It was there we go. Let's see.
Manatee.
It's not coming up.
Manatee.
Not coming up for me right away. Let's see if I can just type in Manatee. You always come up with the events. Of course, you're a man on the scene. You know what's happening
around you. I'm the guy on the scene.
The video is the Brook Hill Dog. Let's see.
There it is.
Bay News 9. Let's see.
941-745-1490 is the live number. We are live. It is 4:45 p.m. down here in Bradenton, Florida. On the telephone, Jeffrey Burchard from Burchard Galleries. His website, Burchard Galleries, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, Galleries, G-A-L-L-E-R-I-E-S, right? Right.
That's it.
Burchard Galleries. Oh, did you find it?
No, I say you're getting it. You got that down pretty good.
Well, I got to get these other big words in, you know, like if you ask me what the difference between a print and a lithograph was, I could try to tell you, but I would not know all the you know, everything lined up in a row as you would.
There we go. There's the dog. I see him now.
Oh, you see him now.
Maureen Flaherty. Mm-hmm. Bought this at Goodwill for $44. Now, you know that you're pumping up this Goodwill down there. There's going to be a standing room only line to get in there tomorrow.
I've thought about going there myself, but I'm sure they're going to have a lot more people down there because that's like the richy part of the neighborhood down here.
Well, it is an affluent area, and it's certainly a good place to shop, that's for sure. But there we go. It's a nice looking dog, a very regal looking animal. You know, it's poised just correctly, and the artwork is, you know, it's very well executed. The painting from a distance, someone could spot that and see it's
it
just not an average work of art.
It sticks out like a sore thumb, right?
It's beautiful.
It is. I mean, that's why when you walk into a garage sale or a yard sale or Goodwill or wherever, VFW. Something like that's going to stand out. I've never thought about that, going to an area, a wealthy area, where they have a Goodwill. I've never thought about that. Now I know.
Wow, it's kind of crazy. They said it's a painting of a dog. And at first they called it, bought a $44 lithograph, and then they say it's a painting of a dog on a tin canvas. I'm all kinds of confused here.
What is it? Is it a painting?
It looks like It looks like a painting on canvas. Let's see, the Brook Hill Dog. It's a lithograph on tin. There we go. It's probably some form of advertising because they did that a lot. They put them on tin. They put pictures on tin. And let's see, it was mass-produced whiskey. There you go. It's a whiskey advertisement. That's the key. So it is an old advertising thing.
You get a lot of. Do you get many whiskey advertisements in your auctions?
Oh, yeah, we get them quite often, but I'll tell you what's coming up in our auction here. On the 19th of this month,
all right.
I'm going to hit the link. I have, let me try to get to it real quick. It's from 1927, and I walked into a guy's house yesterday. It's lot number 1220. If you go to BurchardGalleries.com and click the link that for the auction on the 19th, it's lot number 1220. This is actually a mild Havana cigar. This is from Marley's Cigar Factory. It's a huge poster and calendar from January of the whole year of 1927 with all the pages intact, January, February, March. This is 46.5 inches tall. It's, you know, it's over 4 feet tall, almost 4 feet tall, and it's a big poster with a calendar with a picture of a Indian squaw and a birch bark canoe on a moonlit lake. This is an old print, as you say. And the print, let's see, I don't know who exactly that print's by, but I'll know more about it before I sell it. But that was a rare find. I walked into a house to see something from 1927, almost 100 years old, completely intact. Advertising is hot. Last auction, we had visited an estate in mid-central Florida, and in that, the video was online. Did you see the video? You saw the video on site on the lake with all the fish and all that?
Yeah.
Anyways, there was a Texaco gas station sign, and this was like 14 feet tall, cast iron post with a big round circular sign that was like 5 or 6 feet in diameter. The same kind of signs you'd see back in 1955 and 1960. As a matter of fact, on my website, there's a picture of that sign with a 1955 Chevrolet at the gas pump right next to it. Brand new 1955 Chevrolet. So that brought $1,800, that sign. So, yeah, old advertising is hot as a firecracker. And that tin lithograph, the whiskey advertising, was a good deal. Let me see what I can find out real quick what other whiskey-related advertising has sold for.
Yeah, the number to call while Mr. Jeffrey Bouchard is looking up some whiskey items, 941-745-1490. We are live. It is 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time here in Bradenton, Florida. Our toll-free number, 1-888-761-1490, as he's looking up some old whiskey pieces. Also, did you know that it has been 10 years since the Terry Schiavo Circus? And my question to you is, all the people that had those, that had their John 3:16 signs out there, their protest signs, I've saved mine, and my protest sign even got on CNN. Would my protest signs be worth anything?
Well, that's a very touchy subject. I can't say that I can just readily jump on the internet and find comps to that. I don't think anyone has ever sold one of those before.
Well, I tell you, after the event happened, I tried to put my protest signs up on eBay, and you know what happened, right?
They took them off. Yeah, it's a very touchy subject.
Yeah, it is. There was one guy on there selling, like, salt and pepper shakers of Terry Schiavo or something. Now, I think that's a little... I don't know. But
yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, but I think if you have a protest sign or something like that, how about a protest sign from like a civil rights or back in the 60s? Are those worth anything? Have you ever seen any protest signs from back then?
Well, I'll find out for you. I'm going to give you a report on the whiskey signs.
All right. What have you found in whiskey?
I've got a G.W. Schmidt fine whiskey. This is a reverse glass sign that was $17,000, and there was a Gottschalk and Company, that's Gottschalk and Company, fine whiskeys. Some of your listeners may remember Gottschalk whiskeys, but this was $5,500 for that. And there's Glendahl whiskey and Mallard whiskey, I.W. Harper whiskeys, and they're all in the multi-$1,000 range. So yeah. You can get into some money with this advertising. Let's see if there's any protest signs. This is a very interesting thing. I always like doing my radio show because I always learn something. You know, somebody will come up with some off the wall crazy stuff, like you, who always comes up with off the wall crazy stuff. Let's see what we got here. I'm trying to find out if I'm in the. Let me sort of cut quarter value.
Also, maybe next, when you come on the next time, I'll ask Valerie, the owner of the station here in Bradenton, Florida, if we can hook you up through Skype. That would be cool. Then you'll be crystal clear. Also, if you come down here, I might be able to get you a sandwich, because I had a sandwich from Jimmy John's at 5300 Manatee Avenue, which is owned by Tom. Now, I always have trouble with people's last names. For some reason, not when I do a wedding or DJ a wedding, because I always get their name right. This guy's name is spelled V-E-N-E-M-A, Venema. I guess Tom Venema. He's the owner of Jimmy John's Sandwiches down here, and they do deliver, 941-896-8811. So what else did you find on the whiskey sign?
Well, it's multi-thousands of dollar whiskey signs. I'm not coming up with any protest. Let's see if I can. I typed in protest sign. Let's see if I can type in protest poster.
Well, you know, when I lived in Oldsmar, our neighbors who still live there, her mother had a newspaper. I might have told you this before, but the newspaper article, you know, is for the death of Abraham Lincoln.
And you were talking about
that.
Yeah,
I think they donated that to the Smithsonian. But anyway, 941-745-1490, Jeffrey Bouchard is trying to find if anybody has ever sold protest signs before.
Well, I'm sure they have, but I'm not seeing it on this particular site where, let's see, I want to come up with make war, not peace, that kind of stuff, you know?
Well, you know, like, for instance, like my protest sign, I have video caption from where where my protest sign was on TV.
That's pretty nice.
So, I mean, I guess, how would you categorize it? Would you say that it was just a protest sign from a major event and then not mention Terry Schiavo's name in the listing?
Yeah. Well, you know, the whole thing is the name, and I think it would probably be a bit in bad taste, actually. It wasn't a pleasant thing for any of us to go through, the family, I'm sure, and her as well. And
well,
you know, just you know.
Well, what about the guy who was standing in line one time at the post office, and he had like 10 cylinders, you know, what you put posters in, and they were little. And I asked him, I said, "Sir, what is in all your cylinders?" And you know what he said?
What?
Copy of John Wayne's birth certificate.
Death certificate. I meant to say death certificate.
$10. And he sells a bunch of them all the time. So what
he probably makes a good living for that, huh?
So what would be the difference of a guy selling John Wayne death certificates and selling your Terry Schiavo protest signs?
Well, your John Wayne birth certificate would be a celebration of life. Terry Schiavo's would be a celebration of an unfortunate event in history. A Hell No, We Won't Go poster from the Vietnam era sold for $400. Hell No, We Won't Go. Remember that?
Yeah. Hell No, We Won't Go.
Yeah, that's $400. I'm not seeing any outrageous prices for those, unless we get over here on the eBay. But, you know, I got a couple of places. Being in the business, we subscribe to many, many sales price indexes that record daily happenings at auctions throughout the world. I don't know if any of our listeners are out there and they've tried to do their own internet web searches and they find their item. There it is, the exact item, and you push the button and they say, if you pay us $29.95 for a pass for 3 days, well, you know, if you got a few items to look up and it's the only day you're going to do it, it's not worth all that money to pay that. Well, we pay the fees here to a number of internet access sites. So, you know, call the show today. You have us here. We can look it up for you while we wait. You can call the show on Sunday. Come to the gallery in St. Petersburg. But there's many ways you can get that information, and we'll foot the bill for you.
Yeah. So next time that you come on, hopefully, you know, it don't have to be next week. You know, if you wanted to be next week, it could be next week. I don't know if I'm doing another hour here today, but we only have like a couple minutes left in this hour. But once again, Jeffrey Burchard's show is live, streamed from his website every Sunday morning from 10 a.m. at Burchard Galleries, B-U-R-C-H-A-R-D, Galleries, G-A-L-L-E-R-I-E-S. And I will rebroadcast this tonight at Blog Talk Radio. Did you listen to the other one that I put up there? That was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I got about halfway through until my phone rang, and then I just never got back to you. You know how that goes.
No, that's okay. But when is your next live auction going to be there at the gallery, at your Burchard Galleries?
Well, yeah, incidentally, we are still accepting consignments for that two-day auction event. It's the weekend of April 18th and 19th. April 18th is totally without restriction, no minimums, no reserves. The highest bidder takes it away, no matter what the final price is. It's sold and gone. Now, Sunday, the following day, we've got reserves on about maybe 8 to 10% of the items. So 90% of the wholesale will be the same way, sold and gone. You get the ticket with you on the day.
Oh, wow. April 18th and 19th. Thank you so much, Mr. Jeffrey Burchard. I look forward to talking to you here in maybe a week or 2 weeks, sir. All right?
Thanks, Bill Apgar. Yes, sir. Bye for now.
All right. There he is, Mr. Jeffrey Burchard from Burchard Galleries. And I'm glad that he came on today. It was a nice show. 1 hour. I don't know if I'm sticking around another hour today or not. I haven't heard from Valerie. But anyways, if you'd like to have your own program on here, you can call Valerie, the owner of WWPR, 941-745-1490. My name is Bill Apgar with Disabled Veteran Radio. Please help keep Disabled Veteran Radio on the air by sending me a check or money order. Bill Apgar, P.O. Box 262, Oldsmar, Florida, 34677. Or log into my website, Bill Apgar, A as in Apple, P as in Paul, G as in Grapefruit, A as in Apple, R as in Radio, BillApgar.com, and click the PayPal buttons. All the best, may God bless, and we'll see you back here next week on Disabled Veteran Radio.
but run what you're running to.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're giving it one more day. U.S. negotiators say enough progress has been made at the Iranian nuclear talks that the deadline for a framework deal has been moved to tomorrow. Israel, meanwhile, continuing to sound the alarm over a nuclear Iran. Indiana's governor defends the state's new religious freedom law. The statute's been the target of intense criticism for allegedly encouraging discrimination against homosexuals.
This law does not give anyone a license to discriminate.
Governor Mike Pence.
Clearly, there's been misunderstanding and confusion and mischaracterization of this law.
Something that Pence vows will be rectified.
I'd like to see on my desk before the end of this week legislation that is added to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in Indiana that makes it clear that this law does not give businesses a right to deny services to anyone.
But Democratic state lawmaker Scott Pilott says the problem is with the governor.
His problem is that he's trying to govern a state that lives in the 21st century, and he still believes it's in the 1950s.
Pilott wants the law repealed. Also at SRNNews.com, consumer confidence as measured by the Conference Board is higher this month. The board's Lynn Franco says the improving consumer mindset does not necessarily mean that people will part with more of the money that they've been holding on to.
I think that's the big question going forward is will they spend it or will they save it? And so far they've been saving it.
And consumer spending plays a huge role in the health of the U.S. economy. The defense is rested at the federal death penalty trial of Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev. Just four defense witnesses were called to testify. The Dow closes down 198 points and NASDAQ off 47. This is SRN News.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app, it doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
Who turned out the lights? A lot of people in Turkey want to know.
This is an unprecedented power outage across Turkey, with dozens of provinces reported to be without electricity. Public transport, traffic lights, and power stations ground to a halt mid-morning, and some planes are being diverted from Turkish airports. The Prime Minister says all possibilities are being investigated, including a terror attack, adding that the fault may be in power lines between Turkey and mainland Europe. A crisis centre has been set up at the Energy Ministry. The website of the National Electricity Company is down, and phones are constantly engaged, meaning information is scarce.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen. The militaries of Germany and France planning to work together with Italy to develop surveillance drones that could also carry weapons. French President Hollande says it's important for Europe to be independent in both the manufacturing of drones as well as in using the images that those drones produce. This is SRN News.